Chapter 5. In the Coffee Shop. Helen and Bobby were sitting in a coffee shop in the High Street, drinking coffee. It was the beginning of December. There were Christmas decorations in the shop windows, the sun was shining, and the weather was warm for the time of year. The two friends were enjoying their freedom after 6 weeks at home.
"I was going crazy," said Helen.
"Yes, it was like a prison," Bobby agreed.
"I'm sorry I caused problems for you," Helen continued. "I feel bad about it."
"I was responsible for it too," Bobby said. "I didn't speak to you for almost 2 months before that. I followed Lisa everywhere, just because she's doing a bit of modelling."
"I was very jealous of Lisa," Helen confessed. "That's why I went to the nightclub alone. I wanted to do something special, like her."
Bobby smiled at Helen. "Well, it's in the past now," he said. "We've still got more than half of year 11, and maybe we can plan something exciting for that."
"Yes," Helen agreed. "And after 6 weeks in the house, our school marks are fantastic."
"Let's celebrate on Friday after school," said Bobby.
"I can't," Helen said. "My little brother Gregory is having a birthday party, and I promised to help."
"It's probably difficult for him to be deaf in a school for ordinary children," Bobby said.
"Yes," Helen said. "He can lip read, but it is difficult for him, so this party has to be a success."
"Do you want some help?" Bobby asked.
"Yes, thanks, Bobby," Helen answered with a smile. "You're a really good friend."
Just then, Lisa walked into the coffee shop, came to their table, and sat down. She looked terrible.
"Lisa, sit straight. You're a model," Helen said with a laugh.
"I don't want to hear about models today," Lisa exclaimed, "or about my diet or my impossible hair. I want the biggest cake on the menu with as many calories as possible."
"What's your problem?" Helen asked. "All you do is stand in front of a camera and get lots of money. Is that too difficult for you?"
It wasn't a nice thing to say, and Helen knew that, but she was still jealous.
"You two don't understand," Lisa said. "You think I just go to the studio and smile for the camera? Well, here's what really happens. When I've got a photo session, I have to be in bed before 9 p.m. because they start doing my hair and makeup at 6 in the morning. They're angry if I've got dark circles under my eyes."
Lisa stopped, looking upset. Then she continued.
"They criticize my figure, my skin and my hair. They dress me 10 times a day like a Barbie doll, and sometimes I'm very bored."
Lisa looked at her friends.
"It isn't easy for me to model and do all my schoolwork," she said. "I haven't got much time to see my friends."
She was silent for a moment. Then she asked,
"Can I go out with you on Friday?"
Bobby and Helen couldn't believe what they were hearing.
"I had the wrong idea about Lisa's exciting new life," Helen thought. "Modelling and nightclubs are exciting at first, but being with your friends is more important."
Bobby turned to Lisa.
"Do you want to come with us to a 6-year-old's birthday party?" he asked.
"Oh, yes, that's a really marvellous idea," Lisa said enthusiastically.
The three friends ordered more coffee and cake, happy to be together again. It was just like the good old days of year 10.